You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Brian, what are you up to today? Anything fun?
We're going to drive to get some pumpkins.
Oh, yeah, that's on my to-do list for this weekend, to get some pumpkins.
Yeah, we're going to head to Miller Farm. You been out there?
No, but I have been to Safeway, and I noticed they have a lot of boxes out there of pumpkins.
Funny.
Yeah.
Are you trying to insinuate, Brian, that a pumpkin is a superior pumpkin if you get it off of a so-called farm?
Well, I think they grow there, actually.
Yeah, it's a pumpkin farm, so yeah.
Yeah,
it's a superior pumpkin, though.
Are you feeling like that's superior rather than one that has been picked up from that patch and delivered to a grocery store?
It's the same pumpkin.
Yeah, I think they've been blessed.
They last a little bit longer after you carve them, huh?
That's the angle I think you're taking.
That's a pretentious
pumpkin.
Somehow
it's a superior pumpkin.
It's a pretentious pumpkin. Yeah.
Oh, agreed.
That's good. Do you carve happy faces into these, or do you carve scary faces into them?
I'm going to carve a ludicrous face on my pumpkin.
Yeah, because you're planning on winning today.
Yeah, my wife actually saw Ludacris in Junction just 2 days ago. Said it was awesome.
Oh, I can imagine. It's going to be a hell of a concert.
I'll be darned.
Huh. Yep.
Why weren't you there with her?
Let's see. Why wasn't I there? I threw my back out because I fell off the roof.
You did?
Yeah, I flipped when it was too early to be on the roof, and I stuck the landing, though.
Hmm. What were you doing on the roof?
Putting new metal roof on it, but I got too close to the edge too early in the morning.
And down you went.
So it was like the dew on the roof or something?
And I slid off, and then I was like a gymnast. I stuck the landing.
Little dew in your pants after that happened, I bet.
I'll bet. On the way down, at the very least.
Scary.
Whoopsie. All right, that's funny. All right, let's play some rattle off. Are you ready to try this?
Sure.
Look, I'm not going to go through the phones, Jeremy, and ask everybody to hold. I'm going to say Tammy, Gina, Taryn, and Nick. Please hold, even if we get a winner, the four of you. Tammy, Gina, Taryn, Nick.
We do want to talk to you. We want to meet you and talk to you, so don't hang up.
Yes, so don't be that weenie who hangs up if somebody wins before you.
Be kind.
Brian, the letter I'm giving you is the letter D, as in David, as in Dom. D, dynamite. Are you ready? 10 seconds.
Sure.
5 states whose name includes, it doesn't have to start with, it just has to include the letter D. 5 U.S. states that include a D. Ready? And go!
Maryland, Delaware, Idaho,
Really?
You know what's funny about this?
Yeah, I do.
Where do you live?
Where are we at, dude?
Colorado, bro.
Where are we at, dude?
Bro. And you got both Dakotas, too.
Oh, Dakota.
Oh, dang.
Guess you're not going to Luda.
No.
Were there only 6, and I just only got 3, huh? All right. Fair enough.
I don't know. I haven't gone through all of them. I just know you didn't get 5. That's all I know.
Hey, thanks for playing with me.
Brian,
you're welcome.
Stay off the roof, and thanks for being on the show, okay?
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Tammy, what's going on in your world today?
I'm just heading home from the grocery store, and then I'm heading to my kid's school to help out with the book fair.
What was the one impulse buy that you picked up at the grocery store?
Mm. Oh, nothing really. I was getting stuff for our vacation.
Oh,
really?
Like road trip vacation, or are you flying somewhere?
We are flying somewhere. We're flying to New York and then going on a cruise.
Oh, dang. Well, now you're just bragging.
Smell you.
Jeez, high roller.
Is the cruise leaving from New York City?
It is.
Huh.
Okay, so where do you hit?
We are going down to the Bahamas, so it's stopping in Florida, and then Royal Caribbean's Bahama Island, and then Nassau, and back.
Okay.
Wow.
That'll be fun.
You ever taken a cruise before?
I've been on one for our honeymoon 10 years ago.
Mm. Yeah, they're nice. I did the Bahamas one where you hit a few of the islands down there, and yeah, It's worth one time.
I didn't know that. When did you go on a cruise?
It was right when I started dating Knick Knack, so it's been a while, yeah.
Yeah, I've only been on one, too, also down to the Caribbean.
I want to do the Alaskan one. I've heard so many people say that that's the one to do.
It looks super cool.
Yeah.
And I really want to do the National Geographic one that goes to the Galapagos Islands.
Oh, that would be fun. Mm-hmm.
You know the best part of the cruise is when you get back to your room and they make the little animals out of the towels? It's probably the highlight.
And do you just eat everything in sight, Tammy, when you're on this cruise ship?
Well, last time we did. I'm going to try not to this time, but we'll see how that goes.
Try to control yourself, all right?
Yeah. Yeah, good.
But you want to get your money's worth is a thing, you know?
So, yep.
There's that.
Yep.
Yeah. That's the whole thing with even just like buffets. I was talking to Jeremy about this off the air the other day. I went to a breakfast buffet. And it's, you know, you can go and back as many times as you want for all the various things. And you just become a pig because you're like, okay, well, I'm paying $30 for this breakfast buffet. I've really got to get my money's worth.
I've never eaten so many scrambled eggs in my life.
Yeah, then you feel horrible. It's like, do I go back for pancakes? Do I go back for
this? Hells yes, you go back for pancakes.
Oh, my God. All right, Tammy, let's play Rattle Off. You ready?
I think so.
All right. I should ask you this first. What do you do for a living?
I'm an optometrist.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. That's why they're going on a fancy trip.
I can see you as an optometrist. Okay. 10 seconds. If you go out looking for a new job, Tammy, in 10 seconds, give us 5 things that you would include on your resume. 5 different things that people include on a resume. Ready? And go.
Name, address, phone number, email, prior jobs.
And we're done. We're done here.
I didn't even think about things like that.
No, same. Like work experience, references, you know. You nailed it. Well done. Good job. Duh.
Page 1, page 2. Duh. All right, sure. All right. You're
a winner.
You're a winner.
Hey.
Oh, that's funny. Well, listen, have fun on your cruise. Why don't you send us some, you got our phone number here. It's in your phone now. So text us some photos from your cruise.
All right. Will do.
Will she, you think, Jeremy?
Yes, I do think she will.
You think she will?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't get that feeling. Every time I hear some people go, oh, yeah, sure.
Never hear from you again.
Ever again. All right, listen, stand by. Josh wants to talk to you, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
She's the giggling optometrist. All right, Gina, you're up. Thanks for holding. We appreciate you staying on the line.
Not a problem.
What are you up to today?
Looking for work.
Look at that. Mm.
So what's on your resume?
All kinds of different jobs.
Yeah.
Like what? Give us some for instances.
Okay. Legal secretary.
One.
Loan processor assistant.
Two.
Receptionist at a car company.
Three.
Let's see what else. Oh, a receptionist at a doctor's office.
Four.
A pediatric office.
Dang. Which one is your favorite?
All of them.
Why do you have so many jobs?
I'm sorry, you can't say all are your favorite. Which one was your favorite job?
I would say working in the pediatric office, working with the kiddos.
That'd be pretty good. I feel like you'd get sick all the time, though.
All the time.
Were you fired a lot?
I'm not going to say on the air.
Well, that's a yes.
That's a big old yes.
Why were you fired? Were you, like, stealing stuff from the company or what?
No, just maybe personality conflicts.
Oh, really? So you're difficult to work with is what you're saying.
No, I think I'm pretty easy to get along with, actually.
Are you? You're pretty chill?
You just don't put up with a lot of garbage, do you?
Yeah.
Well, you might want to start putting up with a little bit of it so you can keep a job.
Right? You got it.
So what are you looking for this time?
Caregiving.
Okay. God, I hope you get along with those people.
I know. I wasn't going to say it, but it's like.
I just know. I don't want you to take that job and then walk in and start giving them what for. You know, it's.
And then if they need care, you can't just like leave, you know.
No, I'm pretty good with caregiving.
Okay. Are you a natural caregiver, do you feel? Are you nurturing?
Yes.
I can hear it in your voice. You're very nurturing.
Yes.
I have felt nurtured since this call has started, so this is going to be perfect.
From the moment that she said hello.
This is going to be perfect for you.
Yeah, it's like flowing out of the speaker.
All right.
Well, I wish you the best. I hope you find a gig really quick.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All the best to you. And thank you for being a good sport with us and playing around. We appreciate you, okay?
Not a problem.
All right.
Okay. Bye, Gina.
Bye-bye. We have to let you go, Gina.
Oh, get it? See? But I feel like our personalities, I think we connected.
We all meshed. Everything was fine.
A little bit.
Everything was fine.
Taryn, what's the best job you've ever had in your life?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I used to nanny. I actually liked that a lot.
That was your best job ever, was being a nanny?
Yeah. I mean, I worked at Chuck E. Cheese, so it definitely
was better than that. You got tired of those animatronic things singing all the time, right?
Oh, yeah. And I had to wake up Chucky. Yeah.
Chucky. Is that a euphemism?
When I was Chucky drunk and sleeping?
Chucky, because you can't tell the kids you're going to go into the costume.
Oh, you got to wake
up
Chucky.
I'll be right back. I have to go wake up
Chucky.
I truly thought Chucky had drank too much and was laying in the kitchen.
Passed out somewhere, which could have. I bet it has happened multiple times.
Oh, Chucky's sleeping
again. I mean, it might
be
a requirement for the job is that you've got to hit the bottle.
They have beer there, right? So
yeah, sure.
Yeah, well, they didn't back then.
Oh, okay.
Really? Because I remember taking my son to Chuck E. Cheese many years ago, and that's why us parents went, is because we could get beer.
Huh. I don't remember them having it when I worked there, but that was back when Chuck E. was Fat Chuck E., and then they changed the costume years later.
Huh. I went when it was Showbiz Pizza.
No, really,
so
Chuck E. has thinned out a little bit. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they had to change that to show healthier habits to kids.
As you come in and eat your greasy pizza.
Chucky was huge before, and it was a huge, heavy costume.
His name was Chunky. His name was Chunky, not Chucky then.
Yeah, that was the nickname.
Chunky.
Yeah.
So what do you do now? Did we cover that?
Oh, no. I do health care, so.
Oh.
Yeah. Can you get Gina a job? She wants to do some nurturing.
I don't know. You know, we are always hiring at the hospital because everywhere is short-staffed with healthcare. So,
yeah. Yep.
Huh.
Yep.
What do you think that is? Everywhere. Is it because of the stress, pay? What's the story?
Sometimes it's the patients. Sometimes it's the definitely the staff you work with. And it's just the way that, like, nurses treat CNAs and how
talk about a bunch of personalities colliding. Seriously, all day long you're dealing with different people and attitudes and opinions. And
oh, man,
do you do anything to like decompress, you know, when you're not at work, like a hobby? Or
I normally just I like to go out to the mountains. I just go on hikes and stuff.
That's pretty good. That's a good way to decompress. Get out there and scream.
But, yeah, during work, it's a lot of deep breathing, or sometimes go to the bathroom and just have yourself a really good cry.
It happens a lot.
Well, it happens here, too.
You should see down in the restrooms. It's going on here at the radio station.
I do it right after the mind bender sometimes. I just go and have a good
Jeremy
cry.
Jeremy cries after the mind bender.
Come back and continue with the show.
Just got to get it out sometimes.
When was the last time you had a good cry like that, Dom? I don't think I've had one, and... Just to cry it out. Can't say that I have.
I would say it was probably about 5 or 6 years ago.
Just let loose?
Yeah. That was probably the last one.
Probably due
for one.
Went for
a drive. I was going through some stuff, and I went for a long, long drive. It was down in I just left Denver and I drove down to like southeast Colorado, spent like 2 days on the road or whatever, and there was one part of that drive where it just everything hit me, and I just was like, screw it. I'm by myself in a car. I'm just going to let it out, man.
Why not?
Why not? That ended up being a pretty cool trip. I wrote some pieces about that trip, Jared, and I posted them about one little town, about how it was a little town down there in southeastern Colorado, and I don't want to say which town it was. And so I wrote this piece about it, about how sad it made me because the town has like shrunk by half. The number of people are just moving out, and half the town was just boarded up, all right?
Oh.
And I wrote about it. And I'll be damned if someone from that town didn't read my blog and read about it, and they were pissed, and they got, like, the city council all worked up about it, and they demanded that I retract some of the things that I had said.
Wow.
And I was like, but the town is half boarded up. I mean, you'd have to be an idiot not to see that when you're driving through.
Tell them it's just observation. Like, don't
it was just observational. I mean, your town, and I looked online, and the population is down by like 30% in the last 20 years. I'm like, people are moving out. Mm. They're moving to the big cities, you know?
You could have been doing them a favor.
I just was just talking. I didn't say the town was bad. I even said I think it's sad because it's a cute little town, but man, all the people are moving out.
Man.
And that's what's happening to small towns in America. They're all moving out, and they're moving into the big cities.
Is that part of the reason you were crying?
No, but it didn't help that it was depressing to see other people, you know, like a depressed area. So, I don't know. You know what? This was before, just before the pandemic. This was a couple of years before the pandemic. So, it could have been that the pandemic reversed that, and people are starting to move out of the big city and moving back into smaller
towns.
Sounds
dreamy to me, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, you've talked about it before, wanting to move to a small town in Iowa.
I sure would like that. I really
would. Taryn, you ever lived in a small town?
I went to school in Hayes, so yes, it was pretty small.
In Kansas? To, Hayes, you know, Kansas?
Growing up in, yeah, Hayes. I went to Fort Hayes State University.
Hmm, all right. Yeah.
So, yeah, I was smack dab in the middle of Kansas, and I got bored pretty quickly after 2 years.
Nothing else to do, huh?
Not much to do,
just
but
drinking.
Yeah.
That's all you do is drink.
Yeah.
All you do is drink, really. There's just not as much going on. The mall is called The Mall.
Good for them. What else do you need to call it, really?
Like five stores there. I don't know.
That's funny. Yeah, that's really cool.
But all my friends came from smaller towns, so they were like, oh, yeah, this is my graduation class, and it sits in a 3x5 frame, and mine was a panoramic. I mean, it was like 900 students my graduation year.
So not that small.
Yeah. No, well, so it was a big change for me, but they all were, you know, to them that was bigger because they came from smaller towns.
Sure. It's all your perspective. Well, listen, we've enjoyed talking to you. Have a great day today, okay?
All right. Thanks, you guys, too. Have a good weekend.
I'll see ya.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good weekend.
You know, one other memory I have from that small town?
Yeah.
Delicious apple pie at this one restaurant.
Oh, nice.
A little homemade apple pie back there in the
tasty.
Back.
Tasty.
Oh, yeah. I would move to that town.
Mama's home cooking.
Just for the pie.